Okay. Parashas Vayetze. So much to talk about, of course. The Torah tells us Yaakov arrives, Yaakov Avinu running away from Esav, finally arrives in Charan. After the uplifting dream, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the chizuk, he's able to continue. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, he arrives, and the Torah describes what he sees. He sees a well, the Er Basada. Three flocks of sheep are lying around it, because from that well they would give the flocks water. Yashku Hadarim. The Even Gedola Al Piha Be'er. On this well there was a huge stone. This is not my main vort, but I might as well start with this. Why is there a big stone on the well? So the Rashbam has two explanations, and so does the Chizkuni, offer the two explanations. The first says, the Rashbam is, Shelo Yipo Adam, didn't want anyone to fall into it. Shelo Yipo Adam. Second explanation, Shelo Yishavu Mimeno Shar Bnei Adam. We don't want other people to take out water from it. The Chizkuni, so, says, slightly different language. Shelo Yipo Ba Bria V'Kelim. V'Shelo Yishavu Mimena Shar Bnei Adam. So he says, that a person not fall, or Kelim not fall. The Ramban says in Parshas Vayishlach that part of the dinim of Bnei Noach includes issues of Nezikin that we know about from Bava Kamma and so on. We all know that a person can fall in the bore, and if a person gets injured, there's a chiyuv. So it could be the Adam here is for Hezek. What about Kalin? So there's no chiyuv on Kalin. But Rabbi Baruch Ber said, Berachas Shmuel, that the Ptur Kalim is only a Ptur in what? In Tashlumin. So there's a chiyuv in terms of Shemira vis-a-vis Kalim. So obviously the responsibility is that you can't leave an open bore. So they had to leave the stone there. That's the first pshat of the Rishonim. The other pshat is that you don't want other people to take the water. The Radak runs with that pshat. He has a long explanation of that. The Radak. They put a big stone there, so everybody is there at the same time. The yashke zeh, and he says, otherwise, what would happen? What would happen if everybody comes by themselves? And it wouldn't have been a heavy stone, it would have been uncovered. Then what would happen? There'd be something left in the showcase and trough, and then it would end up being spilled out, or go to waste. Or someone else, you know, an hour or two later. Anyway, Lamaisa, that's the story. Yaakov Avinu comes there and he wants to understand what's going on. Where are you from? And they tell him, do you know Lavan? Yes. How is he? He's fine. His daughter is on her way here. And Yaakov continues. He wonders why are you all here? The day is not over yet. Give you, you know, why don't you just give you the water to the sheep? And they tell him, we can't do that until everybody gathers around. And then the Galilu Eseven up here, the air, and then we'll give the sheep the water. As he's speaking, Rachel is on her way. Yaakov is Rachel. He sees her. Suddenly, Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel Eseven, Vayogel Eseven, Malpia the air. He lifted up the stone, and he was able to give the sheep of Lavan the water. Yeah, did he put the stone back? I don't know. He was Poseach Abor, so in the stomach he had to put it back. Right? Okay, there's a saying about who put it back. Okay, Maisa. The lesson I want to focus on, Be'ikah, though, is this, Vayigash Yaakov, Yogel Esa'evim, Yal Pia Be'er. Rashi says, Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel, like somebody would take a cork off of a bottle, just popped right off. Now she concludes three words, to show you that he was very strong. What's the pshat in this Rashi? So first of all, what's the diuk in the pasuk that Rashi is getting at to bring out the idea? Like a cork, in other words, just pops right out. It was effortless. Where do you see it in the pasuk? So the Mefarshei Rashi will suggest various explanations. Some explain it's the word vayogel. After all, the word used earlier was begalilu, with two lamids. The galilu es ha'even. And here's a vayogel, so it sounds like either you could say it this way. It means like vayogel, like he just removed it. He just revealed it. It was like, it wasn't even like a rolling. It was he took it right off. So it was without effort. Also, the Maral says, by not saying the extra vayigalgal, vayogel, it's like his actions were missing. It didn't have the same full effort that would be required. Now, was this a miracle? Rashi says kochel gadol. Why does Rashi say that? So the other Mefarshi Rashi wonder about this. One of the Mefarshi Rashi, Nachas Yaakov, Rashi's adding this. Why does Rashi have to say this? Al pines, it was a nice miracle. Hashem can do everything. It was a miracle. So some want to say, in response, in defense of Rashi, that the diuk is not just in Vayogel, Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel. That means that Vayigash, he came, he approached, and he knew already that he had what it took to do it, Kikocho Rav, and that's why Rashi, the Dibur HaMaskel, is very precise. Rashi doesn't say Vayigal, Kazesh Mavir Sabkak. Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel. Kazesh Mavir, and so on, Lod Yachish Kochel Gadol. Rashi starts by discussing Vayigash, and then Vayogel. That means that it was already, when he came there, as he got close, and he just saw Rachel, and he just had the energy, and he was able to do it without any effort. Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel Esa'evet. Chaim Shmulevitz has a beautiful idea. You have it a couple of times in his Sefer, and he relies on a lashon of a piyut that we say on Shmini Atzeres in Tefillas Geshem. Tefillas Geshem goes through various stanzas that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember different great figures who are associated with water, and we say Bitzidko or Bavuro to bring water, to bring rain. So in this list, it refers to Yaakov in the following way. Zechor, Ta'an Maklo V'Avar Yardei Mayim. That's one thing about Yaakov. Ki V'Maklo Yavarti Yisa Yardei Hazeh, as he says in Parshas Vayishlach, who is crossing the Yardein with only his stick, his staff, as he's running away from Esav, and with that, he passed over the Yardein Mayim. Continues the piyut, Yichad Lev. This is all because of the Alabes, obviously, right? Ta'an Mako is a test, and now comes the Yud. Yud, Yichad Lev, he focused his heart, the Gol Even Mipi Be'er Mayim. Okay, that's what we need to focus on. Yichad Lev, the Gol Even. Okay, of course it's nice for the poetry, but obviously there's a message. Reza Kalir is writing this, is obviously it's a big deal. Reza Kalir is saying that which Yaakov successfully was able to go even, as we said, such an effortless task to just pop the stone off, this heavy stone that usually everybody had to do it together. Yaakov did it without effort. Yichad Lev, it came out of Yichad Lev. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, what does Yichad Lev mean? This is not about a nes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. Yichad Lev means that within Teva HaAdam is that a person who is able to focus their kochos in like a laser to do something, the nature of the person is they can do things which are, you can imagine, l'malo min ha-teva. It's within the person's capabilities. And it was just a question of bringing all those parts of the person in sync with one another, with each other, to be able to express that incredible potential. It's not physical strength itself, because Yaakov had physical strength, kochel gadol, that's why Hashem should bring rain. It's because chus that Yaakov was able to act out of yichad lev, and therefore do something seemingly l'malo min ha-teva, but that's the koach of yichad lev. And this is something, he says, that all of us can express, and we can see this in the world as well. What happens sometimes, you hear a situation, Rahman al-Islam, of an emergency with a fire, and somebody suddenly, you know, they have to go save people, and they can suddenly carry, you know, what you wouldn't imagine can be carried physically. And that's because, again, the adrenaline and everything else that comes with it, and you know, l'malo min ha-teva. We don't always realize that we have these abilities. He says, it wasn't shinui teva. Shinui teva is not something we admire. When Hashem has to change the teva of the world for a person, it's not something it takes away from a person's zechusim. It was part of teva. If you're miyached es libo for something, for somebody, if you're moser nefesh, you get kochos. And this is true, he says, in so many ways in life. The person really recognizes that they can do it. And especially when it comes to goals in Ruchnius, when a person thinks about, you know, mastering whatever it is in Torah, whether it's an avoda in Tefillah, whether it's Gemilas Chasadim, you have to believe in yourself. Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel Sa'evan. Because Baruch Hu will give it to you within the Teva. We're not asking for a nace. We're just allowing ourselves to express the potential that we don't even realize that we have. Yichad Rei V'Gol Evan Bavur Al Tim Namayim. Should all be zochet to believe in that and to recognize that we have it. We should be able to aspire for our goals, be able to find those opportunities in life, to be miyached as libeinu, as we say also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'avar yir es shemecha, to also be miyached levaveinu. In every way, we should be able to access the potential that we have within ourselves, Mitzvah Hashem, in a very good way. Shabbat.